In the name of Jesus, amen. Beloved brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ, in this, his house, for that is where you dwell, you know, that is who you are. Our text for this day is the gospel that was just read. In it, Jesus and his disciples are about to leave. Soon, they will leave the place of their Last Supper and will make their way across the brook Kidron to the garden. Soon, one of his own disciples will betray him into the hands of those who will try him, condemn him, and crucify him. It's all going to happen soon. And so, in anticipation of what is coming, Jesus speaks. He speaks a word that must be heard. So hear now the word of the Lord, the word of the Word made flesh, that it might offer you too comfort in the midst of the uncertainties of this life, that it might also instill confidence and hope in the face of what threatens until Jesus comes again. Hear now his word for you, for Jesus says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God," declares Jesus, "believe also in me. In the household of my Father are many places for you to dwell. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you?" You know, he has not explicitly spoken of preparing a place until now. But he has previously, repeatedly spoken of going, leaving, departing. "And if I go," adds Jesus, "and if by my dying," he implies, "I prepare a place for you, I will come again. I will rise," declares he, "and I will return to you. I will take you to myself so that where I am, you also may be." In the household of the Father, where a slave, where an alien can in no way dwell, but a son? Yes, a son or a daughter, a brother or a sister of the heavenly Son, a sibling, yes, a sibling can and will dwell where Jesus dwells, in the household of the Father and of his Son. Jesus has, in fact, spoken often of his impending death. And so he says, "Where I am going, you know the way." Of the way that he must go, they have heard him often speak, but precious little so far have they actually understood. So Thomas speaks, as he has before, for the company of his fellow disciples. He speaks and says, Lord, we don't actually know what you're talking about. We don't actually know where you are going. How are we able to know the way? Talk of the cross is too much for them now. So Jesus speaks instead of what will be when he traverses the way that is set for him and him alone. He speaks of what he will be. "I am the way, the truth, and the life," declares Jesus. "No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known this about me," adds Jesus, you also would have known my Father. But this they have not known, this they have not seen, not yet. But the day will come, and soon, when finally they will see what fails them now. They have seen and they have heard him speak of what they must know. When they see better, because they finally hear better, then his word will inform and his form will be seen as that of the God that they must see. Like Thomas, Philip too speaks on behalf of the others, for the disciples are of one mind in both positive and negative terms. And so somewhat predictably, Philip ironically chimes in saying, Lord, they're having difficulty. Lord, we are in need of your assistance. We are uncertain as regards your intention. Could you perhaps show us what you are talking about? Show us the Father, and it will suffice for us. For they know, but they do not know. They see, but they do not see. The day that Jesus has been talking about will come, and soon. Only then will they finally see. So Jesus says again what he has said before. Have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me? Asks Jesus. The one who sees me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? What more can he show them? What more can he say? So Jesus says what he has said before. He speaks of what they will most certainly see. But not now will they see. Only later will they see. Do you not believe, asks Jesus, that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I am saying to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. And Jesus points again to the only thing that will give them the eyes that they need to see. If you love me, adds Jesus, you will heed my instruction. And I will ask the Father, and he will give another paraclete. Jesus is the first of these. The Spirit will be an all-important second paraclete, the Spirit of truth. For there is no knowledge of what they must know. There is no knowledge of Jesus, who is the truth, apart from the Spirit of truth. He will leave them soon, but he will not abandon them. I will not leave you as orphans, declares Jesus, as persons with no home. I will return to you, declares he. Yet a little while and the world will see me no more. But you will see me. Dying, he will leave them. Rising, he will return to them. And because he lives, they too will live. For in that day, they will finally see him as he must in the end be seen. In that day, declares Jesus, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. And he points again to the absolute necessity. He points again to the soul sufficiency of his revelatory word, saying, the one who has my instruction and heeds it, he it is who loves me. He it is who will see Jesus as he must in the end be seen. And the one who loves me will be loved by my Father, adds Jesus, and I will love him and I will disclose myself to him. He will do this starting with his own disciples. So the other Judas, not Iscariot, not the betrayer, unwittingly asks, as have the others already, on behalf of the others, Judas asks, saying, "Lord, what are you talking about? How is it that you will disclose yourself to us?" Jesus responds, saying, "If anyone loves me, he will heed my word. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him, and we will make our dwelling place, our home, with just that sort of a person." Again and again in their hearing, as the time for Jesus' departure draws near, he speaks of his word that must be heard. To see is to hear. To hear is to see. Do you see? "The one who does not love me does not heed my word," declares Jesus, "which is not mine but the Father's who sent me. Therefore, to hear him is everything, if any are ever to see. These things I have spoken to you while I was still with you," adds Jesus. "His word they have, its necessary meaning they do not." Not yet. "Therefore, the Paraclete," concludes Jesus, "the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, what will he do? He will teach you all things," declares Jesus, "and doing so will cause you to remember everything that I have ever told you." Everything. "For only then will they see. Only then do we too see. Only then do we too dwell in the selfsame house of the Father and of the Son." They have heard Jesus speak of his departure. They have heard him speak of his imminent return. They should have rejoiced, but they have not. Only when these things happen, only then will the Spirit come. Only then will they finally see, when he imparts a peace that is not as the world gives, so you and I may fear no more. So Jesus says it again, "I have told you all of this before it happens," declares Jesus, "so when it does, you may believe. So when it does, they will see." He says it all. There is little left to say. The appointed time for the accomplishment of his hour is nigh. The fated time for the ruler of this world to come, the fated time for Satan to see his demise has come. Jesus affirms his readiness for what is next, and he faithfully declares, "In order that the world may know that I love the Father, and just as the Father has instructed me, so also I do. Let us go from here." Rising from that place, they depart. Rising, he embraces the way of the cross and he leaves them. But rising again, he returns to them on the third day. Rising again, he leaves them and us with the blessed assurance that he will most certainly return to us all again. "Surely I am coming soon," declares Jesus. "Come quickly, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with us all until he comes again." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.